brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. I've got Paul Joseph Watson on the line from the UK. We're going to be talking to Jakari Jackson in just a few minutes, giving us a live report from the coast of California. Leanne McAdoo is going to be joining us later in the show from Austin at a hunger strike being conducted by some activists trying to stop the fluoridation of water here in the UK. And, of course, Anthony Gucciardi is going to be joining us to talk about Fukushima and radiation also in the show. But right now we've got Paul Joseph Watson on, and we've been talking about the article that just went up on Drudge Report, our article that you wrote, Paul, 1,400% radiation hotspot found on a San Francisco beach. We were just told by Kit Daniels that their first reading that the InfoWars crew took out there was 10 times normal. Now, you also broke a story about 14 million dosages of potassium iodide being ordered by the government, and they want it in just 30 days. That was kind of an interesting finding.
Yeah, they're on it before the end of February.
That's right.
And people have questioned that because, you know, U.S. public health authorities have been caught lying on a regular basis for decades and decades. And you can go back to atomic soldiers. You can go back to the EPA in the weeks after 9/11 saying that the asbestos-laden air was safe to breathe, which led to, you know, 20,000 people getting debilitating illnesses, many dying. That's why people don't trust the government in terms of public health crises, because they've been caught lying on many occasions.
Well, and of course, Anthony Gucciardi called up a representative from the government that was in charge of this purchasing order and asked him why they were doing that. And the guy beat around the bush and ultimately hung up on Anthony, wouldn't give him an answer.
He didn't seem too keen to talk about it, did he?
No.
First he said they were just stockpiling it for some unknown reason. Then when Fukushima was brought into the occasion, he went kind of quiet. So people have questioned that, just like they've questioned, you know, the government buying the ammunition and the bullets, because they said, we buy it in bulk to save money. But in the case of the bullets, they were buying hollow point rounds,
yes,
which cost a lot more than normal full metal jackets and are not suitable for training purposes. So again, they pulled the same excuse with the potassium iodate, saying we're buying it in bulk to save money. And people don't trust that because they've been caught lying on that before. But with Fukushima, again, you know, I'm not a scientist. I read a lot of polarizing stuff on both sides of the equation. Some people say it's a dire threat to humanity. Then others, mainly government spokespeople and officials, say it's completely harmless. I mean, there was a story out of Deep Sea News, which I think was one of the publications that attacked us, that said, well, it's not even dangerous to swim off the coast of Fukushima. Well, I'd like to see them, you know, go and send their kids into the waters off Fukushima to prove that point. Because, you know, thyroid cancers amongst Japanese children are astronomical now, so the effects are already being felt there.
And that's why you want to get iodine. That protects your thyroid cancer. It's one of the first most common ways that you're going to get cancer from exposure to radiation, because the thyroid is going to soak that up. We got pushed back on from that same article, probably Deep Sea News, because we reported observations that were made by the National Academy of Sciences in a paper there. And they said, well, that's just one place. This is real. And you're taking that all out of context, because that was all about global warming. And it's like, well, first of all, the observation said that it wasn't just at that one station. It was consistent with other readings that they'd gotten in the Pacific Ocean. But then to say that, well, that was just one station, we're talking about global warming. Well, then, if you're thinking about something that's global, wouldn't you think that it would be seen all over the place, not just in the Pacific Ocean, but in other oceans as well? And this is a very unusual event. And so you look at something that's an anomaly like that. This was like the highest amount of dead sea creatures that they had seen covering the ocean floor in 24 years of observation. It had gone from a typical 1% to 98%. They said, well, we have these snows that happen from plankton occasionally. But yet they look at something that's really unusual like that. And unless they can tie it into a government grant for global warming, they're not interested in investigating it and seeing what's there. You know, correlation to the location doesn't prove causality. But when you see massive events like this, canaries in a coal mine, you really ought to ask yourself, what's going on here? Whether it's Fukushima or something else, you need to know. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. We've got Paul Joseph Watson on the phone from the UK. We've been talking about his article that's on the Drudge Report right now. 1,400% increase in radiation found near some San Francisco beaches, and we've got our InfoWars crew out there right now to take their own measurements, and our first reports are that the first place they went to take readings, they got a reading that was 10 times normal of background radiation, which is about 30 counts per minute. They took a reading there. We're going to be joined by Jakari Jackson in just a few minutes with a live report from there. But, Paul, talking about this particular case here that you got with the article, one of the things that really stuck out to me about it is that whether or not it's radiation from Fukushima or whether or not it's a concentration, as they point out, of radium and thorium, it's still dangerous if it's in a high concentration like that. And we were just talking about how the government is not interested in investigating this. When they went out and looked at the first reports of a 500% increase, the local government official said, well, it was probably just some red-painted disposable eating utensils. That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Do you have any idea if he was being sarcastic or laughing about that? What was the context of that? I mean,
from my reading of it, it appeared as if he was being serious. But, you know, now they're saying the guy who designed the Geiger counters, you know, the big company owner is saying that this is dangerous to babies and young children. So
yes,
the local government initially dismissed it. Now they're saying it could be dangerous. But a very important article for people to go and read is called "The Ocean is Broken." It came out of the Newcastle Herald. And this was about a yachtsman named Ivan McFadden. And basically he sailed from Japan all the way to San Francisco. And, you know, this guy, this is not coming out of InfoWars. This is not from environmentalists. It's not from government scientists. It's from a guy who's seen it with his own eyes. He was in the same area 10 years before. Only had to throw his net in the sea to get a ton of fish. He went back there, sailed from Osaka to San Francisco, and this is what he said. This was after Fukushima. He sailed in April last year. He said, "After we left Japan, it felt as if the ocean itself was dead. We hardly saw any living things. We saw one whale sort of rolling helplessly on the surface with what looked like a big tumor on its head. It was pretty sickening. Quote, I've done lots of miles on the ocean in my life, and I'm used to seeing turtles, dolphins, sharks, big flurries of feeding birds. But this time, for 3,000 nautical miles, there was nothing alive to be seen." And he concludes by saying, "The ocean is broken." Basically said the only thing he saw was piles of debris from the tsunami, you know, bits of cars, bits of houses. All the ocean life, all the way from Japan to San Francisco, was basically dead for 3,000 nautical miles.
Wow. And that kind of correlates with what we saw in that report from some readings that were taken by the Monterey Maritime Institute there and was published in the National Academy of Sciences, saying that at one particular station, they saw an increase in dead sea creatures on the ocean floor from 1% to 98% coverage of the floor. And they said that there were other stations that were giving them similar readings. It was the highest readings that they had seen, the highest coverage of dead sea life that they had seen in 24 years of observation. Now, they were saying it was global warming, although global warming isn't happening. It's not just that we're having a cold winter right now. This is a 17-year trend. We're not talking about one event of an extremely cold, record-breaking winter in North America. We're talking about 17 years of data that does not support global warming. And yet, if the observations that they have there, everything has to be tied back to global warming because that's where they get their research grants. That's where they get their funding. And so they push back on that. But nobody is really looking at why this is happening. And they're not looking at the plausibility that this is radioactive material that's been leaked out in massive quantities from Fukushima now going on. We're coming up almost to 3 years in just a couple of months that this has been going on. You would expect that to have some effect, and that's apparently what this guy is observing as he goes across the Pacific Ocean.
Well, and part of the reason is that the fish eat plankton, don't they? And all the studies from around Hawaii and other areas, Canada as well, have shown that the fish have got abnormally very high levels of cesium-137, which is from the reactors in Fukushima. They did a study of the fish that Japan was selling to Canada and found that 90% and up of most of the fish had very high percentages of cesium-137 in their system. And this was around about a year ago now. So the fish are eating all that plankton, which is poisoned by this cesium-137. And then, you know, people who venture across the ocean say that there's nothing there. It's all dead. Then you get reports, which you just mentioned, about, you know, in certain areas, 98% of the sea life is dead. You've got reports of starfishes melting, sea lion cubs dying in unusual numbers. Even in Utah, you've got bald eagles dying that some people are linking to Fukushima. So there's a mass die-off of sea life. But again, government says nothing to worry about, move along, nothing to see here, just as they did after 9/11 with the EPA saying, you know, the air was safe to breathe.
That's
then
right.
You've got
it
in the weeks.
It fits their agenda. They've got an agenda that they want to push, and they're not interested in looking at anything that falls outside of that agenda. And they're not interested in looking at anything that affects the health of the public either.
Well, in their eyes, they would say we don't want to cause panic, but, you know, that's proven very dangerous in the past. It's killed people. I mean, the EPA, immediately after Fukushima, turned off most of their radiation detectors. They raised the safe level of radiation, certain types of it, by 100,000 times.
But, you know, it isn't just that they don't want to panic the public, because they do want to panic the public when it suits their purposes. You've got the EPA going before congressional testimony saying that particulate matter is the leading cause of death, that it's higher than cancer even, and then turning around a few months later and exposing people to levels that the EPA says are 70 to 80 times levels that the EPA said were safe levels. So they will deliberately try to create a panic. They'll try to create a panic with their testimony. Then they'll even expose people to dangerous levels of something in order to create further panic. So there's a different agenda that's going on here.
Well, they choose which issues to create panic around, mm-hmm. don't they?
Yeah.
If there's an opportunity to centralize power and to make a ton of money, then they're going to create panic around it. I mean, look at global warming, look at terrorism. If it's in their interest, they will create the panic. Then if you've got a real threat, they will say, we don't want to create a panic, let's downplay it. And
exactly.
It's a genuine threat.
That's so, right. That's right. I think we've got Jakari Jackson on the line. Do we have him, guys? Is he? He's there. Okay, good. Let's go to Jakari Jackson. He's on the coast of California with InfoWars crew, and they've been out there with a Geiger counter taking some measurements. What do you see, Jakari?
Hey, how you doing, David? There's a lot of radiation out here. I'll say I'm a little bit concerned. We're south, a little bit southwest of San Francisco, south of Pillar Point Harbor on Surfers Beach. That's what the locals referred to. And you guys remember the viral video that's on InfoWars.com. A man came out here with his own professional-grade Geiger counter. We have one as well, and we'll show you those readings here in a second. But when the man came out here, he saw radiation levels well in excess of what's considered to be normal out here. A normal, according to the Half Moon Bay Review, is around 30 CPM. Just in a little bit of time we've been here, we've found things close to 300, and that's just in a small section of the beach. We'll go down and show you more of that here in a little bit. But this is nothing to scoff at. You know, people are saying, various experts in the radiation fields, they're saying that this isn't cesium-137, it may be things such as radium. And, you know, that very well could be the case, but it's very much in excess of what's considered to be normal. And also Steve Weiss, he's an electrical engineer who's been making Geiger counters for nearly 40 years. He came out here with his Geiger counter and found radiation levels in excess of 400 CPM, keeping in mind that the normal, according to the Half Moon Bay Review, is around 30, David.
So are you at the same beach that Steve Weiss went to and he found the 1,400% increase? Is it also the same beach that somebody else found?
This is the beach that the gentleman went to in the YouTube video. I believe Steve Weiss, he was around the same area, yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah, people should be concerned about that because, you know what, radiation is radiation. We have, just to say that it's radium is still dangerous. You know, radon gas can increase the risk of lung cancer as well. And we have had a report from Telly Blackwood that up in McClellan Air Force Base, which they decommissioned just outside of Sacramento, they had a huge amount of radium that they had used for illuminated dials in aircraft instruments. And it was leftover material. They had this massive mound of dirt. And the local government there in Sacramento, as well as the state government, said, you can't just leave that here. It's going to leach into the ground. It's going to get into groundwater. And they were pushing back on that. The Air Force didn't want to pay to move that. And eventually they just buried it there while people were talking about it.
I'll tell you, David, just a moment ago, we were talking to one of the locals here. And she was telling us about barrels that were dumped somewhere around this location. And she's concerned that maybe that's the cause for the radiation. Now, she's not, you know, so much willing to pull up stakes and move. She wants an investigation to be done, and that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Surfers Beach, but maybe we can pan around and give them a shot. There are no surfers out here. I think I saw one a little bit ago, but now they're pretty much gone.
Yeah.
So even Surfers Beach, there's no surfers at Surfers Beach.
Well, see, that's just the thing. I mean, when people go out and they take these readings and they get really high readings, the government's not really interested. And just as we saw at McClellan Air Force Base, sometimes it's the government themselves that's putting the radioactive material out there. You know, whether it's cesium-137 from Fukushima or whether it's radium from an Air Force base where they were using it in paint, still, radiation is dangerous in large amounts. It accumulates, and that's
exactly.
why
you can get radiated by the sun. You don't want to be outside all day.
That's right. But, you know, it's cumulative. And when you see these kinds of increases, first of all, the government really ought to be concerned about it. But if the government's not going to be concerned about it, the people need to understand what's going on about it. And ultimately, just like fluoride, where you have to take care of yourself, you have to get a fluoride filter, you also need to be aware of how to protect yourself from this with something like Survival Shield, you know, getting a good source of clean, pure iodine like that. And that's really ultimately you're responsible for yourself. You're responsible for educating yourself. and you're responsible for taking the measurements to protect yourself and your family. Hang on, Jakari. We're going to getting ready to go to a break. We'll come back to you. Want to find out what's going on there and where you guys are going to be headed next, because we've got the InfoWars crew out on the west coast of California. And not just California. I think they're going up a little bit higher. We'll talk to him about where they're going to go. Looking at this, looking to see if there are effects coming from Fukushima.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at GunConfiscation.com. At GunConfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit GunConfiscation.com today. That's GunConfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We've got Paul Joseph Watson joining us from the UK, as well as the InfoWars crew on the West Coast in California. And Jakari, we were just talking about what you were seeing there at the beach. You've taken some readings that were about 10 times normal background radiation. We had an expert, an electrical engineer who manufactures Geiger counters. He got at that same beach about 1,400% increase. So it's not just you guys as amateurs. You are amateurs out there, but you know how to read a Geiger counter, and certainly the guy who makes them knows how to read them. Where are you guys headed next?
Well, David, we'll finish up here, then we're going to start up the coast. We have a few fish markets we're going to hit. We're going to hit several beaches. We hit one this morning, and we'll show you all those reports. We're going to go down to the sand and show you guys the readings that we got a little bit ago. We'll put up a video straight to YouTube of when we went down to the sands, and keeping in mind that the normal here is supposedly 30. We got things around 270, 280. So we'll show you all of that. But for right now, in the meantime, we have the guys with the Geiger counter. So I want to take a step over here, David, and sure. See what the guys got.
Yeah, let's take a look at that.
Okay. So we're here with the InfoWars crew, and you can see the shot right here. We have 102.96, well above the told 30, which is to be normal. Tell me your thoughts on this.
Yeah, we've seen readings as high as 120 here, so it's kind of concerning me. You know,
high as 120, 130, and like I said, when we went down below the bluffs, we were hitting around 270. So the InfoWars crew is here. We're keeping an eye on this. We're trying to get the word out to as many people, and even ask people what they think it is. You know, some people say it's radioactive barrels or other types of waste that may have been dumped in the sea. We just want to talk to the people, inform the people, and see what they think it is.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jakari. We'll be looking back for your reports. Alex will be back tomorrow, and he'll be talking to you. And, of course, as you said, your reports will be going up on our channel, on our YouTube channel, as well as the Nightly
Jones
News tonight.
Channel on we'll YouTube, have, yeah, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv.
That's right. We'll have some reports tonight. Let's go back to Paul Watson in the UK. Now, Paul, this article that you had about 1,400%, certainly it's something that we should be worried about, whether or not it's from Fukushima. Certainly the guy who's an expert who manufactures Geiger counters, he was worried enough about it to take it back and to do a spectrum analysis. He found that it didn't have cesium-137, which would be the fingerprint showing that it's from man-made radiation source. But if there's a lot of toxic waste that's put out there, just like McClellan Air Force Base just buried their radium waste right there at the Air Force Base, over the concerns of the local authorities there, over the state authorities who told them not to do it, they just did it. So the government as well as corporations can just plop out toxic waste like this, and there ought to be a concern about where that's coming from.
Well, yeah, then they lecture us all day about global warming.
Yeah.
But the concern is, we don't find out about a lot of this stuff until decades later in some cases. And back in 2011, the New York Academy of Sciences came out with a report that said over the previous 24 years, 1 million people had died as a result of Chernobyl radiation, of course, the nuclear disaster in 1986. Now, studies have shown that Fukushima has released 10 to 100 times the amount of radiation into the ocean compared to Chernobyl. Now, Chernobyl was obviously a different kind of event. Most of the radioactivity was released into the air, into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it took 24 years to determine that it had been responsible for killing nearly a million people. Now, we already see reports of Japanese kids having thyroid cancers, higher thyroid cancers as a result of Fukushima. It's going to take decades before we know for sure, but, you know, this took 24 years to find out that figure of 1 million deaths attributable to Chernobyl. So we don't find out about this stuff until decades later in many cases, which is why we need to be concerned about it now.
That's right. It really bothers me when I see so many of these articles. Well, nobody has died at Fukushima. And it's like, you don't know that because in most cases, unless somebody gets a massive, massive dose of radiation, if they do, like in a nuclear sub-accident, they can die in a matter of days. But that's not usually the way people die. Usually what you see is an increased amount of birth defects, just like we saw that calf, that sea calf, the whale calf that was a Siamese twin. You see a lot of birth defects, things like you were talking about, the sailor who traveled across the ocean 3,000 miles, saw a whale with tumor on it, but not much else that was alive out there. So we see it as a gradual increase in the number of cancers that people get. That's the way that it typically happens. It's very dishonest of them to say, well, nobody has died of this yet.
Well, yeah, and it works in slow motion, doesn't it?
Yes.
The same thing happens with everything. If there's not an immediate drastic impact, then people try and dismiss it and downplay it. But it's a long-term concern. And, you know, it's only been, what, 3.5 years since Fukushima happened. So we're gonna be getting more cancers. We're already seeing it in the wildlife, and we're beginning to see it with humans now.
I find it very interesting. There was an article on Drudge about how the Vienna, Austria police went to a dumpster because they got high radiation readings. Turned out to just be some diapers that were contaminated with radioactive iodine from a hospital. But don't you think the government is looking for that in the United States? And maybe they're seeing high levels of radiation, and they don't even care enough about us to investigate the source of that. We're going to be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. I have on the line Paul Joseph Watson from the UK, and we're going to be going to Leanne McAdoo here in Austin. There's a hunger strike that is going on to stop fluoridation of the water, and we're going to have a live coverage of that in just a few minutes from Leanne at the state capitol. But Paul, I want to talk to you. We've been talking about the radiation on the beaches, and of course, we've been talking to Jakari Jackson and crew out on the west coast of California, taking their own measurements and going up and down the coast for the next week. They're going to be filing reports here live with Alex on the news as well as on the nightly news. But I wanted to talk to you about this article on Prison Planet about the difference from 1974 and 2014. Time magazine was talking about a polar vortex back in 1974, except then it was global cooling, and now it's all about global warming. You want to talk about that? What's your take on that article?
Well, I mean, isn't it amazing that global warming alarmists claim you can't cite cold weather as an example of global cooling when they routinely cite hot weather as evidence of global warming whenever yes. summer comes around? You yes. know, they'd like to have their cake and eat it. But basically, the bastion of all scientific knowledge, according to them, the United Nations IPCC, said in 2007 that human-induced climate change would cause less frequent cold air outbreaks. Despite that, they're now claiming in publications like The Guardian and, of course, Time magazine, as you mentioned, that it was because of a reduction in Arctic sea ice that has caused this record cooling spell. Now, of course, Arctic sea ice has increased by 9,000 cubic kilometers over the past year. In fact, after the previous summer, it got even bigger. Polar bears, penguins, glaciers, they're all thriving. They told us ice-free Arctic summers would be here by 2014. Complete nonsense. The Arctic's growing. But now they're saying that this massive cooling spell that you've been experiencing over there is caused by us. It's all our fault. It's global warming. Yet Time magazine, the same publication that now blames this polar vortex on man-made climate change, back in a 1974 article, and this is posted on prisonplanet.com, blamed the same polar vortex on global cooling.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, yeah. by every metric that they have, their models have failed. Their predictions have failed. Everything that you can measure says that it isn't happening, that it's exactly the opposite is happening from what they predicted. I remember back in the first Earth Day in 1970, it was all about global cooling. They were predicting a new ice age at that time, and then they just completely threw that on the rubbish bin, although we saved the articles, obviously. We've got the 1974 magazine that shows them using the same excuse that they're using today to try to explain this event. But it's not just an event. It's actually a long process. This is a long trend, a 17-year trend, showing that their models don't work.
And they swap cooling for warming every 40 years, and it's because, as the Club of Rome said in their 1990 document, The First Global Revolution, humanity has to be the common enemy, no matter what the weather, no matter what the climate. They said, quote, in searching for a common enemy against whom we can unite, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine and the like, would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. Mm-hmm. So again, there's the elite, like some invading alien species, declaring the rest of humanity to be the enemy, and that they will create the threat of global warming as the means of, again, centralizing power, taxing us into oblivion,
that's
and
right.
basically restricting personal freedom.
It was
so
all about blaming.
Does, that's what it's all about.
That's right. It was all about blaming people for what was going on. And so even at times where they could show a trend of warming, there was a lot of pushback and say, you know what? The sun actually has a lot more influence on the climate than what people are doing. And certainly we can see that now from observation. We can see that with a record rise in CO2, we've had global cooling. And that has been going on for the last 17 years. And they can't really dispute the facts. They can only try to explain them away and spin them. And as you point out, it is a method for trying to establish some kind of a global regime, some kind of global governance. And it's also a way for them to set up, I believe, something like the Federal Reserve, but on a global basis. So instead of having us pay for every dollar that's printed paying interest, they can, on a global basis, have us pay for every bit of energy that we use to people like Al Gore with their carbon credits.
It's all part of this blueprint, which they seem to be using, which is Atlas Shrugged as an instruction manual. You know, it's like Obama and the EPA shutting down the coal plants. They're actively attacking free market capitalism, and one of the main ways they do that is through this climate change hysteria. So, I mean, with global warming, I mean, you've got Princeton physicist Dr. Will Happer, who says that these polar vortices have been around forever.
Yeah.
And that's always the argument. The planet has cooled and warmed for eons. It always has done, whether humans have been around or not. But they need to blame us. We need to be the source of the blame for them to tax us, control our personal lives into oblivion, because it's all about collectivism. It's all about centralizing power into their hands, and they constantly need an excuse to do it. It's like the Saxo Bank CEO, which is another article up on Infowars.com, said that, you know, politicians need to create an irrational world because they wouldn't exist. There'd be no need for their services in a rational world. So they need to create crises that produce this irrational world. Then they can pose as the saviors. They can centralize power into their hands. And that's the way it works. They need crises. They need an irrational world in order to remain relevant. And climate change hysteria is one of those tools in which they use to remain relevant in the world, in an irrational world.
That's right. And what they're doing is, again, you talk about this being a bank guy warning about a collapse of a totalitarian society, trying to create a justification for what they're doing. Certainly this carbon tax credit scheme, that has banksters written all over it. I mean, it is exactly like what they did with the Federal Reserve, except just on a global basis. But you'd mentioned earlier The Guardian, and they've been very active in pushing the global warming agenda. I think it's really funny that at the beginning of December, they were talking about this expedition that was going to go to Antarctica, and they were going to follow the footsteps of an explorer there from 100 years earlier, and they were going to take measurements, and they were going to scare everybody about how much ice that we had lost. And remember that this is not the Arctic. This is the Antarctic. This is the South Pole. This is where it is summer right now. And they went down there, and they not only got stuck, but the rescue ship that went after them got stuck. Today, they finally got free after quite some time. But I think that's just the height of irony right there.
And wasn't it an American ice-breaking ship that then had to go and rescue the other ship that had been stuck? So again, and of course the expedition was about researching global warming. So again, another mammoth waste of time and taxpayer money on a completely non-existent threat.
Yep.
Just wasting millions and millions on it again, and it's a complete farce.
Yep. Well, thank you for joining us, Paul. We've got Leanne McAdoo at the state capitol, and we want to go there and see what's happening with the demonstration against fluoride. Thank you so much for joining us. Those articles, 1,400% increase in radiations covered by the Drudge Report, and you can see that on Infowars.com. Leanne, are you there?
I am here. I just want to reiterate, we are not at the capitol. We are at Austin City Hall. We're at the corner of Cesar Chavez and Lavaca. At Austin City Hall, the guys are on their 10th day of hunger strike. We've got a few people that are already kind of lining up, and the guys, it did rain last night, so they had to go up under. I guess City of Austin allowed them to sit on their property last night as they were getting rained on, so they were able to move under some shelter. We've got Tony Scott here in his dance pants. I told him to bring him out to get people pumped up, and he is full of energy, not letting this cold weather and rain stop him from getting the word out there.
And that's important. It's not only been some really, really cold nights, but it's also been raining and cold out there. And these guys have been sticking it out on a hunger strike. I apologize for giving people the state capitol. It's actually the Austin City Hall. It's at the corner of Cesar Chavez and Lavaca Street.
I just want to let everyone know who is coming to support. We've had a few people that have been driving around honking horns and stuff. We did find out that you can actually get your parking validated. They have parking here at City Hall, and you can get your parking validated there with a city clerk. So you can see 10 days of hunger strike.
Wow.
And then we're up here back in the back. I'll let you. I got to say, the guys are a little discouraged today. I mean, I get supremely hangry if I miss one meal. These guys are 10 days in the freezing cold rain, and you know, they're just I'll let them tell it in their own words, but it's a little slow. You know, it's a difficult thing getting people to be passionate about something like this. And that's why all of our listeners, all of our viewers need to come out, show your support. You know, you can get your parking validated. Just come out for an hour. Just let these guys know that you support what they're doing. You're here for them.
Well, you know, I've been to a lot of political events in my life, and I can tell you that when it comes to political cause, it's very rare for people to take time out of their day to go show up. That's why a small increase can be very effective. You don't need to have thousands of people. I mean, if you get thousands of people, they definitely pay attention. But if you get dozens of people, they will pay attention because it's very hard for people to take time out of their normal day and go do something. But these guys are really hardcore. Like you said, it's day number 10 on their hunger strike. And it's raining out there. It's been raining this morning, certainly. So I imagine a lot of people who might have thought they might stop by there did not go because of the rain. But these guys have been sticking it out through cold weather, through rain, through everything, and doing a hunger strike to drive home a point.
Right, exactly. And Nicholas was actually saying that some of his friends were saying, you know, you're crazy for doing this. The government doesn't care that you're on hunger strike. What did you have to say to that?
The hunger strike is not about the government caring. The hunger strike is about bringing awareness to something we feel very passionately about, and it's about bringing that to you and making you feel that passion as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. The government is not going to change. They're not going to do anything that we want unless we demand and let them know that we care, and this is a vital issue to us. They're not going to do any change. They've proven that. That's why they've set up the system to make it so compartmentalized so that you have to go through all these hoops in order to get any change. But you've actually learned of some new opportunities that can possibly help get this thing at least brought to the city council.
Yeah, there's something locally we can look at. It's called Home Rule, and it's basically a local referendum. With 20,000 signatures, we can get it on the ballot for this November's elections.
Right. And so that'll be a paper petition. We've got the change.org petition that you guys can go check out online. It's at change.org, and then you would Austin Fluoride Hunger Strike. We definitely want that one. That's going to send an alert to everyone on city council, all of our elected representatives as well. But these guys are actually, the next step, I guess, is to get an actual paper petition that people in Austin will need you to sign it. We'll need your voter ID. It's a legit petition. It's not me going out and trying to convince everyone to ban water in town. This is the real deal. And we're going to need 20,000 signatures is not a lot, but it's going to probably take a lot of grassroots efforts to make this happen. But it's tangible. This isn't like trying to impeach Obama. This is like taking poison out of the water. This is doable. It doesn't make sense. And if people are presented with the facts, I think people can really get behind this.
And it's been done before in other locations. People have had referendums where they get it out because so many times the politicians want it there because there's a lot of money to be made by the corporations disposing of their industrial waste, their fluoride industrial waste, into our water supply. You know, even if people don't understand the health issues, even if they think that it is safe and effective, as I said earlier in the program, I think a lot of people, you can get them to stop and think about, even if it were safe and effective, would you really want to force medicate the population through just dumping this into the water supply? I mean, the amount that's appropriate for different people to have is going to vary quite a bit. And, of course, if you just dump your medication into the water supply, then people are going to get all kinds of different concentrations of it. It's not an effective way to medicate the population. But then it also brings into question whether or not that's a legitimate thing for a government to be doing. Should they be medicating the society against its will and forcing us to pay for that?
Right, and Nicholas, actually, that's one of their big things that they've raised on the petition is the fact that it is this forced medication, which is something that they can't do without our consent. Is that your main concern with the fluoride in the water?
My main concern is children losing IQ points over this. I mean, we have families and we have friends that we treat like family, and this is not allowable. I will not have my father go down with bone cancer. I will not have him have broken hips. I will not have my children be less intelligent, because of this practice that my government takes part in.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the big issue, too, is because they say it's for the underprivileged to help them, you know, balance out the ratio there with because they can't afford dental care. But that's another big issue is that a lot of these people are using tap water to fill up their baby bottles. And there you have a baby whose body mass isn't the same as a grown adult. So how do you know if that 0.7 parts per million is not going to be highly, highly toxic to children? And I know that there's already a court case going for children. I mean, it's just one to chip away that they've got fluorosis, but that's just an aesthetic thing. Like, let's look at the the issues that it's causing with cancer patients who are highly susceptible to fluoride. And like you said, with taking down the bone density, bone mass, causing fractures, there are much bigger things than just mottled teeth that this is a big issue.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of people don't think about this because they haven't looked at the medical issues of it. As I mentioned before, I had well water, so I didn't think too much about what was going into the city water. But when I would go into town, I would get the city water. So, you know, anytime you're going to a restaurant in Austin, you're getting that fluoride, even if you're filtering your water at home, taking that into your own hands to try to protect your family. You're still exposed to it in other places when you go into the city. So it's something that we really ought to be concerned about. It's something that we're paying a lot of money to get rid of the industrial waste of companies that would otherwise have to treat this as toxic waste. Instead, they can dump it in the water, they can charge the taxpayers, they can force Medicaid us for something that we know is not safe and it's not effective. Well, Leanne, thank you so much for this report, and hopefully we're going to continue to follow this story, and hopefully we can get people to stand. Maybe on a day when it's not raining, we might be able to get a little bit higher turnout.
Well, I think there's more people on their way. They're circling around, honking now, letting us know that they're going to come support. Peter's here visiting from SoCal, and he ran into the guys last night. Going to forego a few meals to show his support for what these guys are out here doing. But what do you want to say? Anything you want to just want to tell people out in Austin?
Bring the pressure, man. Like, we've got to get this changed. And if they don't do it, we'll do it with this referendum, and we'll get it done.
That's right. 1776 worldwide.
Thank you very much, Leanne. Thanks for the report. And, of course, it would help if you have the right address, and I was giving out the wrong one earlier. That's at the Austin City Hall, the corner of Cesar Chavez and La Vaca here in Austin. So show up and support these people. I mean, they're hardcore. They understand the issues. And, you know, if you look at this, if you investigate it, if you read the Harvard studies, you understand what an important issue this is. These people understand that. That's why that for 10 days they've been on a hunger strike. They've stayed out there in record cold weather as well as today in the rain. So try to support them. It really does make a difference when you show up and tell the government what you want to see happen. We're going to be right back.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Do you need push-button heat with no batteries, no microwave, and no cords? Introducing Hot Shots, a must-have heat source for any cold weather activity, aches and pains, and more. Hot Shots reusable heat packs come in many sizes and provide hours of soothing heat. Yes, reusable, with a lifetime warranty. Don't be left out in the cold. Call 916-214-6943 or visit reusableheat.com. Hot Shots, instant portable reusable heat anytime, anywhere. That's reusableheat.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution? Numenna Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG, aspartame, or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. Now, in this last hour, we talked to Paul Joseph Watson about his story that's on the Drudge Report about a 1,400% increase in radiation observed at a California beach. We've sent our own InfoWars crew out to California, and they called back with their first report, told us it was a 1,000% increase over what you would normally expect to see in background radiation there on the beach. And we've got Alex Jones calling in right now to give us his take on the Fukushima emergency. Alex?
Wonderful uncle's funeral that's in about an hour from now. I appreciate everybody's prayers for him, but I'll be back tonight, back on the radio tomorrow. I've been listening via the free iPhone app. I'm here with my son in the truck. Rex is with me, and you guys are just doing an amazing job. And I wanted to say something about what we're doing. It's about resistance, and it's about awakening, and we are the real media. We are hyper-professionals at telling the truth, at standing up for what is right, and for getting the word out. And that's what this is about worldwide. We're turning the tide against fluoride in Australia, England, Europe, the United States. It's being removed from more cities than it's being put into. We are winning. And so that's what all of this is about, is taking over cyberspace for the majority of people to communicate. And the reason our reporters are in San Francisco and are going to go all the way up to Seattle and fly back down to Southern California over the next week is to get our own readings with four professional, one of them extremely high grade, the others are a mid grade that costs $700 to $1,000. We are there with four professional Geiger counters and showing how the local news, imagine this big story, will not cover. And by the way, the normal background, Kari was saying 30. That's since Fukushima, it's been up to 30. It was previously, according to the scientists who've interviewed, and 14 micro rems. They were getting stuff at 300, 250 or higher. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a lot more than 1,000 times. It's a lot more than probably 1,400 times. And so we've got physicists that are advising us. We're crushing the numbers that our professional, awesome reporters are out there doing in the radiation to bring folks this information. And sure, being in it a few weeks is not a big issue, but when you're in that, months or years, even the local paper has to admit that it's an issue. They are trying to cover up how serious this is, and we need everybody to contact the dinosaur media and to make them cover this. Quite frankly, I thought that when the news came out last week, or this week, and Russ picked it up, that would force the dinosaur media to cover it. But only RT, only DrugReport.com, only InfoWars.com, only PrisonPlanet.com are covering the fact that this radio show right now that other physicists, other professionals that are out there testing are showing the same thing that now hundreds of other people are putting on YouTube, and the health department confirmed this week for the county that San Francisco is based in, that yes, it is 5 times. We do confirm that. By the way, that's a low reading, but it's no big deal, and we don't know where it's coming from. The point is the radiation is up, and the radiation is going up all over the place. Something is going on. I mean, they're dumping toxic waste everywhere, you name it, just what you were saying earlier. So this is a big deal that we're out there covering this. And we need other citizen journalists who are more important than mainstream media. Mainstream media has shown themselves to be traitors. They have shown themselves to be globalists. We're more important. We're better than them. We're not just as good as them. It took me years to realize this because we're humble. We don't know what this means. We're not professionals. No, we are professionals because we love the truth. We're real muckrakers, real straw hat, gumshoe reporters out there finding out the truth. And so are all our listeners. You are the media, America. You are just as important as InfoWars. You are just as important as Drudge Report. You are just as important as World Net Daily. You are just as important. Okay, now, you're just as important as us. You're way more important than a sellout traitor, aren't you? We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.